Welcome to It's the Human Experience Podcast. Hosted by Hazel Brown, a healthcare leader, wife, mom, and career coach. If you're big on authenticity, personal development, perseverance, and transparency, you're in the right place. Get ready to be uplifted, inspired, and empowered as you become fearless in pursuit of the life you desire and deserve. Our goal is to help you level up by creating a safe space to learn and reflect while listening to transparent stories from our host or successful professionals and business owners who've agreed to share the parts of success that typically gets X'd out on social media. Because that's the part you need to see and hear. The process. Go ahead and subscribe. You don't want to miss out on these transparent stories and discussions that reveal highs, lows, aha moments, and nuggets that'll help you to grow and glow.
Hey, 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 you are now tuned in to the It's the Human Experience podcast. I'm your host, Hazel Brown. Today, I'm going to be talking to you guys about all the things. That's always my introduction, huh? I'm always telling you that I'm going to talk to you about all the things because that's exactly what I like to talk about. Everything that people typically don't like to talk about. We're going to dig beneath the surface and make sure that you are leveling up as you move into the year, the new week, the new month, and all the things. Lately, I've been doing some new things in my life. And when I say I've been doing some new things, I have been completely out of my way. And that is such a different experience because I am typically the kind of person that I keep my word and my promises to myself. However, if I don't feel like doing something, I don't do it. And so being at a place in my life that I do what it is that I'm called to do, regardless of if I feel like doing it or not. It's really a different place. And it's a different place in good ways. It's a different place in uncertainty. It's a different place in just really trusting in God. I really wanted to touch on that because recently I've been thinking so much about the changes in my life and how I've been able to adapt and grow into the person that I've become. And the biggest thing is I've gotten out my way. I've trusted God and allowed Him to guide me. I've allowed Him to order my steps. I've decided that I am not the controller of my life. I am a vessel and I was put here to make a difference in the life of others. And so knowing the servant heart that I have and knowing the heart's posture that I hold, I wanted to make sure that I really sat in my truth and really own the gifts that He gave me. And by simply owning the gifts that He's given me, I've been able to show up in such a different way. This episode is really not going to be long. It's really going to be a short and sweet episode that really just reminds you that you know that you're great. You know that you have what it takes. What you really have to do is take some time out to write down your feelings, to write down the kind of life that you want to live. Going to rewind a little bit. I remember years ago, I had gone to a conference. I had spoken about the kind of things I wanted in my life. I had envisioned myself in the future in 10 years. And it was a really good reflection exercise. They call it vision casting, to be able to see what it is you want out of your life. And so with that experience, I closed my eyes. I pictured myself in 10 years. I allowed myself to open my eyes while my eyes were closed, if that makes any sense. And then I opened my eyes with my eyes closed. And with that, I was looking around in my future self 10 years from now. And the first thing I looked for was my husband. I wanted to see if I was still married. I wanted to see how he looked, right? Did he have gray chin hair? Like, was he a handsome gray? I, of course, was looking for my children. I wanted to know what they turned out to be, what kind of careers they had, what kind of businesses they had, like what was their life like, how beautiful had they become inside and out. It was just such a experience in looking around. The next thing that I was looking for was, is my house decked out? In looking around, I was trying to figure out what city I lived in, because if you know me, I like to move around. And so it's funny that I'm going on 5 years here in Vegas, but I am definitely the kind of person that likes to adventure. I like to venture all the way out. And so I was looking around to see what city I was in. I wanted to see how my house looked, because I like for my house to feel like home. I like to make sure that the space that I create for myself is completely safe. It's really tranquil. It's really one that helps me to show up as my best self. After looking at all of the things around my family, where I was living, how I was living, I wanted to know how my business was going. I wanted to know what kind of impact I've made on the world. And so the reason why this is important in sharing is, one, I want you to do this for yourself. I want you to think about what you really want your life to look like in 10 years. And then after you decide what you feel that your life should look like in 10 years, based off you mindlessly going into your future, I want you to ask yourself, does your daily actions align with you living that life? For me, though I'd been putting in the work, though I've been working hard, playing hard, doing all of the things I need to do to enjoy my life in the moment, I realized that I had to make some changes. I had to bet on myself more. I had to show up even when I didn't feel like it. And I share this experience because that was pivotal for me. It made me realize what was truly important to me, my family. It made me realize the love that I had fostered in my marriage for the last 21 years was still so important to me. It made me realize that the 3 beautiful children that I brought into this world were the apple of my eye. It made me realize that though society programs us to focus on our career, to focus on our business, to focus on legacy building from the standpoint of scarcity mindset, trying to make sure that you're not homeless, trying to make sure that you can pay your bills, it kept me away from realizing what was truly the most important to me. So it was in that experience that I started to realize just how important it was to create a life that I never needed to vacation for. You hear people say that, I want to create a life that I don't have to take a vacation from. But are you really building that life? Are you really making sure that the decisions that you make in your career line up with the way that you can live your lifestyle, not just from a financial aspect, but do you have time to pour into the people that you brought into this world? Do you have time to grow and establish the relationships that mean the world to you? Do you have time to go on date nights with the person that you plan on being with in the rocking chair, in the retirement home, wherever it is that you guys plan on being? And so those are very key things for me to make me realize, like, my goodness, like, I have to make sure that the garden at home, it's not withering. I'm not waiting till the next season to water it, because these people matter the most to me. Jobs change, people change, but the people at my core means the world to me. And what can I do to show up differently to make sure that they don't ever question my love for them? Obviously, communicating is very important, but actions speak louder than words. And so that experience was very pivotal, I'll say that again, because it really helped me to order my steps and change the way that I was showing up in the world. Another key element that really helped to change the trajectory of my life clearly is the passing of my mom. That really opened my eyes to make me realize just how short life is. And so in that experience, I realized that there's no time for later. In the times that I don't want to show up, you have no choice. If you hear the voice of God, the Holy Spirit within your vessels, you feel that strong notion that this is what I'm supposed to do. You have to stand up in your truth. You have to go after your gifts. And so people ask me all the time, like, how do you just go and bet on yourself? How do you just put yourself out there? And the one thing that I want to remind you is whether you bet on yourself or you don't, you're going to have people that are in your corner and are rooting for you. And you're going to have people that are indifferent. And you're going to have people that think that you're not going to be able to do whatever it is that you're trying to do. That's when you bet on yourself. That's when you don't. Knowing that there's no difference, it really doesn't matter what people think. A lot of times the fear of people criticizing you, not accepting you, or you not getting the support may stall you. But remember, you were put here for a reason. There are people out there waiting for you to stand up in your gifts, stand up in your truth, and own your magic. I'm one of those people. I'm rooting for you. I want you to stand up in your truth, own your magic, and bet on yourself. The future you is always rooting for you. It wants you to show up. It wants you to stand tall, but it's going to need you to reflect and find out what's really important for you. It's going to need you to heal, therapy if you need it, journal if that's all you need. Whatever the case may be, I want you to invest into that and make sure that you stay consistent within that and know that you deserve the life that's destined for you. Like I said, this is not going to be a long episode. It is really here to provide you with the gems that you need to keep growing and glowing and betting on yourself. I hope that this magic talk, that's what I'll call it, was really well scripted in the sense that you really took away some key important points. It came from the bottom of my heart. I used the word scripted, but it really just flowed from the spirit into this podcast. And I hope that it was able to lift you up and provide you the direction that you need to know that you are magical. You have what it takes. You were born with it. Now go make it happen.
We hope you caught all those gems. So here for all of it. Be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss a gem. Write a review so that we know to keep bringing you episodes like this. And check us out online at itsthehumanexperience.com to keep up with us. Keep growing and glowing. Catch you on the next episode.